Jesus Christ, what? There you go. That's pretty good. One more time, just a little louder. We're going to get off to a good start. Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I wear this just this week. I've taken this off three times and given it to people. And I have to go get me another one. Amen. But I come into contact with people who are hurting. And they don't know what to do. And after I talk with them a little bit, I just tell them, you don't need to wear this. This is just what I do. I do this. And I'll look down on my wrist. And I'll go, Jesus, John, I can do this because he's with me. Amen. You don't have to have that to think that way. It's just what I do. Amen. And we have them for free for you out there. But don't take one unless you're going to wear one. Amen. And because they cost and it's a big deal to me. Amen. So a message series I put together on this called Jesus Christ Strong. And it's about 5 years ago. And then we have revamped it and added some things. But we're talking about the strength of Jesus. Amen. It is what it is. We're going to talk about how strong he is. Let's look at today's message. Let's go with it, Rod. Here we go. Wow, look at that. Can you say those two words with me? The what? The madness. What do you do in life when it just turns just mad? And life is absolutely insane. And you're struggling like nobody's business. It's crazy. I mean, really bad. What do you do? Well, I want to talk to you today about the endurance of Jesus. The endurance of Jesus. Can you say that with me? The endurance of Jesus. The endurance of Jesus. I want to have endurance like Jesus had. I want when hell comes against me, I want to be able to make it through it. Amen? That's what I want because it will happen and it has happened in my life. So, and it's happened in your life. So let's talk about it today. The madness, the endurance of Jesus. Now, everything we're doing is centering on him today. This is called Jesus Christ Strong. And through teaching and talking about the strength of Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I'm hoping you're going to realize you can be strong too. Amen? And so that's the gist of this message. The Bible says that we're to look to Jesus, who is the author and what? Finisher of our what? Do you want to finish your faith? You want to quit the middle? You want to be a castaway? You want to make it for God? You want to make it for your family? Is that what you want in your life? Well, the Bible says, well, then you need to look to Jesus, okay? He's the author and he's the what? He's the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, big word here, he what? He endured the cross, despised the shame, despised it. He sat down now at the right hand of the throne of God. The Bible again says, for consider him that did what? Endured such contradiction of who? Sinners against himself, lest you get weary. See, that's the point. You need to look to Jesus. That's why we're doing Jesus Strong. What are you talking about Jesus for? Getting your strength in Jesus? Because that's what the Bible told me to do. Did you see that or did I miss you on that one? Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Then it says this, consider him that did what? That endured. Why, Clark? Lest you be what? Weary and faint in your what? This is where we go screwy right here, right here. Are y'all like that? You put something up there in your head and you start to think about it? And you go crazy? How many sort of like that? Can I see your hand? You just hang on to stuff. There's a few of you. Hey, that's at least half of us. Half of you people are crazy like me. Do you understand that? Okay, here we go. But we have not. I love this scripture. And matter of fact, we're building the message on this scripture today. For we have not a high priest which what? Cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I love this. Say this part with me. But was in all points tempted, another word, tested, like as we are, yet without what? The Bible says, look to Jesus. The Bible says, consider him who endured. And the Bible says, when you start looking at him and you start considering him, know that he endured and was tested and tempted in everything that you're facing. And he's going to give you strength to make it. Amen? So that you don't have to be weary in your mind, but you can make it. That's the gist of this series. Got it? So let's look at it today. The madness, the endurance of Jesus. What did Jesus endure? How did he endure? And we're going to pop some words up for you. Here they go. Let's go with it. First of all, the word unloved. The word unloved. If you look up the word love and unloved in the dictionary, some of those little things they put on the beginning, prefixes and whatever, makes it hard to know what words mean sometimes. So you have to know what love is. Love, the word love in the dictionary is called a strong attraction for somebody. That's weak in my view. Another definition of it is a warm or a big concern for someone. That's the word love. So to be unloved means that there's no what? There's no concern. No concern. Jesus knows what it feels like to be unloved. You might have had a lady this morning come and see me. Bless her heart. And I loved on her and talked with her. But she said, I just don't feel loved. And in her mind, she was really feeling that. That's true. In her mind, that's what she's... And I took a little time with her to show her that how I deal with that in my own life. That I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm not a... did y'all see the new monkey thing they found this week? How about that? Did you see that this week? Is it that great? Did that make you feel great now? Did it make you feel great? And I hear these so-called educated people talking stupid to each other. You know, you've done such great service to evolution. Yeah, but you've really done a lot of disservice to mankind. We don't need to know where the monkey is. We need to know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Are you listening to me or not? Say. That's what I found in my life. People need to know they didn't come from something like that, that you've made up. Your Father created you in His image and in His likeness. Is that what the Bible says? And that's the key. That's the heart of the matter. So I talked to her this morning about fearfully and wonderfully made, and that not only that, but you're made in the image of God. Not only that, but Jesus Christ gave His life for you. He rescued you and me, even though we were sinners. Man, so to say that you're not loved is not true. Are you hearing me today? But if you're feeling unloved because of experiences, that's a real experience you're feeling. Jesus knows what that feels like. Did His Father always love Him? Yes or no? Sure. But He sure felt unloved. What do I mean? Let's look at it. He has the Last Supper with His disciples. One of you is going to betray me, remember? Okay, He leaves supper, goes across the valley of Kidron. Not far, just a short walk into the Garden of Gethsemane. This is right there when He's about to be arrested. He's going to be crucified. Not long. And He tells His disciples, He comes to His disciples. These are the people that he would matter most to, right? They've walked with Him. They've seen the miracles. They've seen it all. He just had supper with them. How many go to sleep after you eat? You eat and you almost fall asleep. I know. Well, disciples are no different. So He comes to the disciples. He finds them asleep. He says to Peter, could you not even watch with me how long? An hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Keep looking. He went away the second time. So He gets them up. What's up? Prayed, saying, oh, my Father, this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, then your will be done. So Jesus is praying. He comes again and He finds them doing what again? How do you feel when you've got a lot of pain and you're struggling? And you talk to your family, your friends, people in your life, and they don't seem to care? You feel unloved sometimes? Say. He left them. He went away again. He prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then He comes to His disciples. Sleep on. Take your rest. The hour is at hand. And the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Now that word unloved, that's my word on the screen. I'm trying to point out to you that Jesus knows what it feels like to not feel loved. I'm going to tell you this. If I was going to the cross and going to give my life and that was going to happen, I'd at least like you to stay awake. Is that okay? Say. How about that? Say. Could you stay awake? Say. You get the feeling? Yes or no? He knows what it feels like to feel unloved. In all points, tempted, tested like us. So unloved. In all points, He was what? He was tested like who? It's interesting, though, but when that happens, when we don't feel love, so often the first one we lash out at is God. I would rather you do this now when you're feeling unloved. Call on Him and tell Him, you know what it feels like. You know what I'm going through. Help me, Lord. Help me. Because this is how I'm feeling. And it might not be true that you're not loved, because it isn't true, okay? But the fact of the matter is, if you're feeling it, feels pretty crappy, doesn't it? Say, amen. How many felt unloved? Can I see your hand? Felt unloved. And so often it's the action of others that make us feel that way, isn't it? But see, He will never do that to you, so that's why you got to be connected this way and just not this way. Got it? Yes or no? Hello? Okay. Another point. Let's go with another one. Betrayed. These are big words, guys. These are big words. He was in all points tested like us. Betrayed. Know what? You ever had anybody be disloyal to you? They committed their word. They gave you their word. They gave you their commitment. They said it. But guess what? Lied like a dog. You ever had that happen to you? Come on, let's relate a little bit. How's that feel? Does that feel pretty good? Thank you. Doesn't feel good, does it? Betrayed. We're just walking with Jesus. We're just walking with Him from the Last Supper is what we're doing. We're just taking a little walk with Jesus. You say you were tested like me. Well, walk with me, son, and you'll see. Rise, let us be going. Behold, He's at hand that doth betray me. And while He yet spake, lo, who? Judas, one of the 12, came and with a great multitude and with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed Him gave them a sign, saying, say this with me, whomsoever I shall what? The same as he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and he said, hail, Master, and he what? He kissed him. And this always gets me every time I read it. And Jesus said unto him, what? Friend. You ever had somebody kiss you that later on betrayed you? That's not very nice, is it? Doesn't feel very good, does it? Happened to Jesus. Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and they laid hands on Jesus and they took him. No loyalty. John says it this way, and Jesus had spoken these words. He went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden into the which he entered with his disciples. And Judas also, which what? Betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted there with his disciples. He liked that garden area. Judas then, having received a band of men, officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, he comes thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth. Is that strong, yes or no? Is that some strength right there? Knowing what's going to happen, knowing how it's going to shake down. I quit. I'm going this way. Now, what does he do? He keeps going. Do you see the strength of Christ? He went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, say those three words with me. How many would have said, well, he went that away? See the strength of Jesus or not? And Judas also, which betrayed him, did what? Stood with. Boy, how's betrayal feel? Doesn't feel too good, does it? A lot of y'all are struggling right now with just me talking about it because it brings up such horrible memories. You know, I know you didn't get to come up to church this morning, but you know, we can either talk about it and learn how to be strong through it, or we can just sweep it away. I'm not sweeping it away. I want you to be strong. Amen? You listening? So betrayed. He was at all points what? Tested like me. Let's keep looking. We're moving now. The madness is what we're talking about. The madness, the endurance. He was denied. And we'll just keep rolling. Know what? These aren't nice things, is it? When you commit to somebody, yet they don't, you know, seemingly commit back, that doesn't feel good, does it? He knows all these things we're going through. He was in all points tempted and tested like us. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what we feel. I know we're not supposed to live by feelings, but guess what? I still feel, okay? Got it? Say. I'm not supposed to live by feelings. Live my faith, boy. I didn't live by faith. I know that, but I still feel. And it's great to know that my faith is in someone who feels what I feel. He's strong. Now, Peter sat without in the palace after this. A damsel comes to him saying, you were one of those with Jesus. But he what? He denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. When he was going out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus. And again, he did what? With an oath, you know, getting a little more, yeah. I don't know the man. After a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely you're also one of those, for your speech is giving you away. And then Peter began to what? Curse and to swear, saying what? I don't know the man. And immediately the cock crowed. Amen? He was denied. I don't want to be ugly today, but the bottom line is, you can have suffered these things in your life, and I can spend time with you, and I don't mind. Counsel you a little bit, but I guess, you know, I'm just not going to feel sorry for you. That's mean, ain't it? I went to church, and Pastor Gary doesn't even feel sorry for me, everything I've gone through in my life. I hate it. But me patting you on the head isn't going to help you be strong. It's going to be that last little thing you needed to get you wherever now so you can go on and keep limping through life. I'd rather you be strong. Amen? What kind of strong? Jesus strong. Don't be strong like me. I hurt like you. I feel like you do. I get screwed up like you do. Where do I get my strength? Jesus strong. Amen? Just telling you some good stuff today. Amen? Come on. Doesn't feel good. Here's one. This is horrible. Abuse. We haven't been abused physically, sexually, horribly. Somebody said they loved you and beat you with their own fist. We won't raise a hand on that one, okay? Horrible. These are my words. I talked to the staff about it, though. Abuse says to me, you have no value. When someone abuses someone, they're saying to them, you're nothing. You have no value. You don't matter, which is the opposite message of God. That's why an abuser is horrible. You hear me, yes or no? Because you do matter, and you do have value, and you are something, and you are special to God. He was abused. He knows what it is to feel like, I just got to watch my language because abuse is horrible. Okay? My mother was abused. She never told us. She kept it. And after her murder, a neighbor came across the fence and gave me some pictures wrapped up in aluminum foil. It was my mother's face beaten so bad you couldn't even see what my mother looked like. In case something ever happened, give these to Gary, she said. Abuse. Horrible. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you've been abused. I want to comfort you. But I want you to be strong. I want you to know your life is not over. Say, my life ain't over. Say that. My life ain't. One more time. My life ain't. And it's got to be more than just a speech, man. It's got to be something inside of you from Jesus Christ. I can be strong because Jesus is strong. You hear him? He was in all points tested like me. They spit in his face. Jesus, the Son of God. They buffeted him. They smacked him. Slapped him. Beat him. They smote him with the palms of their hands. I don't know if you've ever been slapped before. I have. I've been slapped. I was in high school. Sorry for the stories. And we were playing in high school. I was like a senior. We're running in the gym and we're roughhousing. We're big dudes and we're roughhousing. But that was what we were doing. And we're chasing each other, Charlie, you know, running like you do and kicking the legs out from when you fall and that kind of stuff. But just roughhousing. He did it to me. We did it to each other. And then one time we both fell. He got up and he slapped me. Name is Darren Smith. Okay, that's his name. I never forgot it. slapped me with the palm of his hand. He's not quite as big as me, but was big and strong and an incredible athlete. And he left his palm print on my face. I don't like to get slapped. Do you? Say, amen. You're wondering what happened, right? I didn't slap him back, ma'am. No, I'm nicer than that. No, I was a Christian, but I walked up really close to him in his face. There was a bunch of people there, and I said, if you ever do that again, I'll kill you. And he believed that the rest of his life. I'm just glad I didn't do it. Amen. I'm just glad I didn't slap him back. But it wasn't because, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm nice. No, it's because I'm probably going to get in trouble. But don't you do that? Here's the point. That's a weak point I made about my slapping. But they slapped the Lord. And they repeatedly slapped him. And these were big Roman soldiers. He knows what it is to be abused. Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? They said unto him, let him be what? Most horrible form of abuse is crucifixion. And the governor said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more. They couldn't say any evil that he had done. They just cried out the more, let him be what? So he was hurt for us. Keep looking. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood, say it with me, his blood what? Be on us and on our who? On our kids. And they released Barabbas, a convicted criminal. They released a convicted criminal instead of releasing Jesus. And they scourged Jesus. And they delivered him to be what? Crucified. I know you know the story. I want you to see it in this light today. Jesus Christ was what? And you can say every one of these things. That happened to him for me. He did that for me, okay? But the bottom line, you also need to see it that it really happened. It really happened to the Son of God, who's the Savior of the world, who sits at the right hand of God the Father. He's the one that you pray to. He's the one that makes intercession for you. He's the one, honestly, guys, when you pray, he's the one you're talking to. Got it? Yes or no? He's the one you're talking to. Isn't it nice? Don't you want a counselor many times when you're talking to somebody? They get it? Say, I get it, man. That's your Savior. I think this is incredible. That's the strength you can have. You're not talking to like, God, well, here's God. He doesn't know, you know, because he's God. You know, I'm not God. You know, this happens to me because I'm not God. And Jesus says, well, I was God and it happened to me, so hush. Okay, let me give you the strength to get through it. Amen. Come on. Humiliated. No respect. Again, these are just my words on the screen. No respect. You've been humiliated? I mean, I can think in my life, I'm not going to keep sharing all my stories, but I've been humiliated. You know? I want to say it, and I'm probably going to go ahead and say it whether you like it or not. I mean, I felt like in my life some humiliation didn't happen, but I felt like I was being peed on. I'm sorry to use that language in the room here today. You ever felt so humiliated? That's what you feel like? You feel that low? I know that's strong, guys. I'm not trying to be ugly today. But we need to feel what it is. Amen. Say, he was humiliated. Humiliated. And he's the one I'm talking to. I can be strong. Amen. Then the soldiers of the governor, they took Jesus into the common hall. And Pastor Lindo, sorry I just said that, but whatever. Anyway, we have the Bible, but the Bible says if all the things Jesus did, and I'm sure all the things that happened to Jesus were written in the books of the world, it says the libraries couldn't contain them. Is that what it says? So we don't know what all went on in that hall, do we? We don't know what evil men did to Jesus, do we, Pastor?
Do we? Do we know men can be evil and women too? Do we know that people can be really evil? They took him to the common hall. They gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they did what? Stripped him naked. Strong language today. He was humiliated. It says he was in all points tested like me. If you're not careful, you read the Bible and you go, all points tested like me, and just keep going. Without stopping and thinking about it. Amen. Say. If nothing else today, guys, I'm trying to encourage us, but it's a hard message, ain't it? You're probably saying, we're never going to grow fellowship if he keeps talking like this. I don't want to waste my time on Sunday not helping people. This is helpful stuff. Amen? To know that I can be strong, man, like Jesus. So often we go through things and we get knocked out of the game so quickly for Christ. The little things we whine about, the little things we complain about because we are not Jesus strong. So today I skipped over the little things and we went for the big words. Amen? Are these big words? He didn't quit. You look to me, he says. You look to me. I finished. You look to me. You know that I endured, lest you get weary, Clark. And quit on me. Don't you quit on me. Jesus says, amen. Come on. So they stripped him. They put him on a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and with a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee and they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Amen. You're feeling it, I think. They spit on him. They took the reed, hit him on the head. What about a Roman soldier? You think he got a pretty good swing? Say. Okay. And after that, they'd mocked him. They took off the robe from him. So it's obvious he's naked a good bit of the time with the soldiers. I don't want to be graphic and ugly, but don't think he didn't suffer for you. Are you hearing me today? And they put his own clothes back on him and they led him away to what? Crucify him. If crucifixion wasn't enough, they did all that. And sitting down, they what? I think one of the most humiliating things is this right here. They watched him. That's humiliating, isn't it? You ever been humiliated? You just want to go hide? How many, let me raise a hand on that. You just want to go hide. You just want to go hide. I just want to go hide. I just want to go hide. But to put him out in pure view of everybody and then just sit there and watch him. And they set over his head an accusation written, This is Jesus, King of the Jews, because they would put the crime that you had done. That was his crime. He said he was King of the Jews. There were with him two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, doing what? I don't know what all that means, but I've seen some head wagging in my life, ain't you? And I've done a little of it. You know, especially playing sports. You know, now they'll throw a flag on you when you do that, right? Anyway, they wagged their head at him and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and you're going to build it in 3 days, save yourself if you be the Son of God. Come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and the elders. Who's all the religious people? It ain't just Roman soldiers. Now they're all the religious people. They are giving credibility. There's a lot of talk now about law enforcement in our news. I love our law enforcement. Okay? I think if you get pulled over, you ought to behave yourself. Okay? You hear me now? Come on. Not everybody. Hey. Not everybody's out there is doing the right thing. I understand that. But man, today we start being a lawless nation where people that are enforcing the laws don't matter and you just go kill them. This country's going to hell. I'm telling you that right now. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Amen? So anyway, but the point is, there's nothing like, though, when an evil crime is being done and the people in charge, the law enforcers, that's the Romans, and the preachers and the priests, they're all on the same side of evil, but they're making it look like it's okay. That's what was all happening here. Got that? Yes or no? That's a horrible situation when you've got the justice system and the church arm in arm doing the wrong thing. Humiliation. He saved others. Now this is the priest talking and the elders and the people that are the leaders. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of the Jews, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. Liars, they were liars. Okay? Just like you and me, we're liars. I'm sorry, I hate to tell you that. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isn't that true? Yes or no? And he died for us. He died for us. He did this for us. They said he trusted in God. This is one of the worst statements in the Bible to me, Pastor. Let him deliver him now. Say that last part with me. If he'll have him. Can you imagine the humiliation Jesus goes through? Now he has to sit there and endure the chief priest in the name of God saying, your own daddy doesn't love you. Is that humiliating? For he said, I am the Son of God. So, humiliated. He was in all points what? I know this is a tough message today. When we practice football, it's tough. Life is like a gazillion times harder than football practice. How many would agree with that? Come on, you get smacked up in the head in life and you don't know what to do. But you can make it Jesus strong. Come on. Does it say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Does it say that in the Bible? Amen. Rejected. No rescue. These are my words. No rescue. He was rejected. Let's do a quick test. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to do it. How many felt rejected before? And it was an honest thing. Rejected. Whew. That's tough. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice. He's on the cross. He's crucified. All this has happened. He says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say that part with me. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? I've been rejected, but not by God. You understand? Matter of fact, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. The Bible says, God says to you and me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But he did forsake his son. That's hard to wrap your head around, isn't it? A lot of theology there. He accepted what his son did on the cross for our payment. Is that what he did? But he rejected running to his rescue and saving him rather to let him perish so that you and I could be saved. He was in all points what? Tested like we are, yet without what? Sin. I don't know about you, but a lot of these things on the screen that I put up today, when it happened to me, and not all of them have, but some of them, I sinned. Oh, I sinned. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wanted to go hurt people. You understand? Say, there's a big difference between me and Jesus. All I got is the bracelet. Amen? Say, I need him desperately, right? I need him desperately. I need him desperately. I need his strength. Amen? We're done. He was in all points tested like me, yet without sin. And we're finishing, Raj. Thank you, buddy. Keep looking. Help us now. In all points, Jesus was tested like me, yet without sin. Can we say these together? I think we're going to pop them up. Unloved. Now, we're going to start again. Come on, I want you to get them down. I want you to never forget. Now, this is just a little list. I don't want you to never forget the things that Jesus went through for you and me. And when you have an issue again, you're going to hurt. It's natural. But I want you to know the one that can come to your rescue. Amen? Jesus strong. Seated at the right hand of God the Father. You're talking to somebody that knows what you're going through. So let's say them together pretty loud. Can we do it? Unloved, no concern. Betrayed, no loyalty. Denied, no commitment. Abused, no value. Humiliated, no respect. Rejected, no rescue. No rescue. We're done, ain't we, Raj? We're not done. Jesus Christ strong. I'm sorry, you're right, you're right. When Jesus therefore had received his vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Jesus Christ, strong. And we're going to finish with a little few verses from John 17. John 17 comes before John 19. Here's how strong Jesus was. He knew all this was going to happen before it happened. Most of the abuse and struggle and humiliation and rejection and things that have happened in our life, a lot of us were blindsided. He knew it going in. How strong is that, say? How many of you knew the mess you were going to go through and you knew it ahead of time, you'd have run far as you could the other way? Let me see your hand. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. The difference between you and me and Jesus is that He runs into it, we run from it. Amen? Because you matter that much to Him. Got it? Let's look at these scriptures. Before it ever happened, these words spoke Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may have glorified You. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him." Talking to His Father. "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which You gave Me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou Me with Thy own self, with the glory," say that last part with me, "which I had with You before the world was." I'm done here, Lord. I'm ready to go to the cross now. And I'm looking forward to being back with You like it used to be. But now I got to go through this. Glorify Me, Lord. That's a great Savior, isn't it? Hopefully the message today, even though it was tough, it caused you to love the Lord a little bit more today. I hope you do. And I also hope you have some ammo now to fight the devil. You hearing me today? To know that you're... Yeah, come on, man! Praise the Lord this morning! Kidding me? Boom! Man, see yourself as a conqueror, as a victorious person. Other than just claiming Scripture. I love claiming Scripture. I love quoting the Bible, guys. But man, I need it to be real. And boy, it was real. You hear the politicians lately. I've heard a couple of them say, "We need to have skin in the game, skin in the game." Whatever that means. I know what it means with my Savior. Jesus had some skin in the game, didn't He say? He gave His own hide for us. Is that what happened? Come on. Let's just praise Him real loud and we're done today. Can we praise the Lord? Jesus strong. Amen. Praise God. That's a great...